Well, there never was a man like Jesus. Never was a man like Jesus. Never was a man like Jesus. He rolled my burden away. Did he yours?
Yeah.
Put him in the tomb, but the tomb couldn't hold him. Never was a man like Jesus. Never was a man like Jesus. Never was a man like Jesus. He rolled my burden away. Didn't have to have nobody help him out of the tomb.
No.
Huh?
Right.
Nobody had to help him. He said, I have power to lay it down, power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. He could lay down his life and pick it back up. You can't, but he could. It's good to be back to Richlands, and I'm not here because I'm needed. We've got lots of people here. We got preachers that in mind has done forgotten more than I'll ever know about the Bible. But I appreciate Ralph and Doris. Do you?
Yeah.
How about it, visitors? Let's do it for them. Bob Osborne was, I pretty near claimed him as a convert. Pretty near claimed him. I was in here years ago when y'all was all poor. You was all poor then. I mean, you was poor. Amen. You know what work was. Folks pretty near forgot what that is a lot of time. Let me talk to preachers a little bit so you won't get offended at me. I worked 10 hours a day, 5 days a week. Wore sweatband above my eyes and take it off, squeeze it, squeeze the water out, sweat so bad. Wore an 8-inch top steel-toed driller boot with the water squashing between my toes, I sweating so.
Yeah.
I was preaching and pastoring. Don't feel put out because you can't just, not have to work any. Work a little, boy. Your back will get tied up on you before you can't bend over if you don't work a little. Hey, man, don't feel like the world owes you anything. If you call... You called of God to preach, you told to go into all the world and preach it. Great God, I've been where I'd give money if they'd let me preach it. Yeah, I'd give money for that. Amen. My God, help us. I come up in here to preach and some fella slipped through here prancing around like some women do and trying to act like one, even talk like one. Went to eat some folks and had corn and said, have you got any of them things you stick in the end of it? I can't hardly eat it without them things. I said, turn me in on it. I'll gum her right off the cob for you. Glory to God. I've eat where they didn't have nothing but turnip greens and gravy and cornbread. I eat it, boy. I didn't look for nowhere else to stay either. I said, this is it. If they got to put up with that, I can put up with it. I slept where it's so filthy, it stunk like a hog pen. I'm not bragging, I'm just telling you, boys, if you're going to be preachers, get up and walk out in front of them. Be an example to them.
Right.
Hallelujah. If they don't give you nothing, poor preach, poor pay. Look at it like that, see? Amen.
All right, well said.
Old Bob said there wasn't nothing but sissies cried, but that night in the meeting years ago, it's been a long while. He walked out of there and went up the alley crying, didn't he, Bob? That night God tore you up, didn't he? Whew. He can tire you up, boy. I didn't know he was a ball player. I don't really think he is, but he told Israel, I'll violently turn and toss thee as a ball into a large country. I'll throw you from out of here. Whew. I'll throw you through the blue ether. You lay down and die amongst folks you don't even talk the language. God can shake you out now.
That's right.
It's good to be here. I'm doing better than I thought I'd do. I was at home. I stood up 15 minutes and turned the service to Beatrice and went and laid down on the cot back yonder. I've been here 3 days, and you may think I'm not seen as much as you want to see me. I know folks just love to see me. But I'll make it all I can of it. I've been up here an hour every day, and I wasn't able to do that when I left home. I wasn't able to do it. Oh, 4:49 this morning. It's been that way ever since I've been here, 2, 3, or 4. If you need any special prayers, call in there. David, it don't bother him much. At 2 or 3, I'll be awake. I'll take your prayer request. Hallelujah. Going to preach on something different this morning. I want to say it's a blessing to be here with all the dear people. I watch the people that work behind the scenes, the cooks and the people that wait on the meeting while we enjoy it. They're working. And we do thank the Lord for them. We appreciate all of God's children. In the 71st Psalm, somebody said one of them boys from Oklahoma preached on corroded spirits. I don't know what book he got that out of. I never heard that in my life. And somebody said they need to put the word corroded down on the tape and ask me how to spell it. I C-R-O-U-D-T-T-T. That's as near as I could get to it. He's a good preacher now. He's a good boy. Psalm 71. I'm going to show you a few texts here. If you want a few texts, I'm going to give you some this morning. I'm not going to preach on a bunch of them, but I'm just going to show you a few in this chapter. If you get text hungry and you think you can't find nothing, look at what you read. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. There's the first text in this chapter. Trust. Oh, you can preach 1.5-2 hours on trust. Let me never be put to confusion. There's another one. Deliver me. That's a great text. In thy righteousness and cause me to escape. That's a good text. Escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. We haven't been through but 2 verses. We've found about 6 texts here. Save me. Save me is a good text. Be thou my strong habitation. There's another one. Whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. There's 2 good texts right there. Brother Wyatt, them are great texts. He's my rock, my sword, and my shield. He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. He's the governor of the nation, bless his name. I wish we could get down low enough so he'd walk on in these aisles this morning and be with us again. I went over to a college. I asked the old Bucktooth boy from Oklahoma to go preach in a college. I've never been to college. You could tell that, couldn't you? I see. But I went and preached there too, and the young ones got stirred, and they come around and going to go off to missionary fields and different places. And they said, talk to us, brother. More personally they came. Numbers of them ganged around and said, tell us what to do. What advice do you have for us? My God, I said, would you have mercy and bow your ear to me and help me to tell these children something. And all the Lord would tell me, you tell them to take the low road. Always take the low road. Take the humble road. Always take the humble route. I feel like if he's to be my rock, my sword, and my shield, I must take the low road. There's a text, the 3rd verse. I've got something else I want to talk about. Deliver me, the 4th verse. There it is again. Oh, my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope. There's your another text, boy. O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Strong refuge is a good text, and a wonder unto many is a good text. We are a wonder unto many. What makes them act like that? You know, I was over in Alabama preaching, and little old girl comes, she's about 27 years old, this little old thing wasn't big as nothing. And she said, I got bad stomach trouble, Brother Moore said, I can't eat nothing, can't eat nothing. Well, we just prayed like John did last night. We just laid hands on her, and I don't know as I felt a thing in the world myself. I don't know as I felt a thing in the world. But we prayed for her, and I said, Lord, we've done what you told us to do. And a week went by of the meeting, and that one night the pastor said, now that's my daughter-in-law right back there, and I want her to stand and tell what the Lord has done for her. We're talking about Alabama now, and we're in a meeting there, and we prayed for a girl, a young, well, she's a married woman, about 27. She said, I woke up the next morning, they had to couldn't have family get-togethers hardly. She couldn't eat a soda cracker without getting sick on it. I mean, everything is stewed or something. She just couldn't hardly eat nothing. She got up the next morning and she said, "I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to eat a donut." Ha! You know you can't eat a donut. You know what donuts do to you, yeah, but she said, "I'm going to eat it anyway." She ate a couple of donuts. You know what she done for dinner? She said, "I'm going down to McDonald's and eat a Big Mac and fries." Woo! They said, "You can't eat a Big Mac and fries." She did. A week went by, and I've got the testimony at home. You've met her father probably up here, and you've met maybe her uncle, her father's brother's a preacher. And you know, she put a list down. I've got it at home of what she ate all week. The last thing on that list was fried cabbage. It ain't got no stomach trouble. If you can pour the pepper to cabbage and eat it, you ain't got no stomach trouble. The Lord healed her. Huh? Wilmer Lumpkin's brother's daughter-in-law. He's been healed ever since. That's been years ago. Some way or another, you just hear it sometime. It just inspires your faith. God healed David of cancer, and months went by, and B and I walked into church where a woman had big one on her nose. She said, "Oh God, there's Brother and Sister Moore, and you healed their boy of cancer. You can heal me. That thing fell off. I'm telling you, God healed it." I've got to hurry on because I'm headed for something down here. Thou hast been my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with praise and with thy honor all the day. Now that's a good tech. Get your mouth filled with the right thing. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength fails. I'm going to quit telling about these texts because I may want to use one of them. Saying God hath forsaken him, persecute him, take him. There's none to deliver him. God forgot him. He won't help him. Go ahead and get him. Oh God, be not far from me. Oh my God, make haste to help me for my help. Let them be confounded and confused that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall, that's all it claws, more and more. He loves me more and more. My mouth shall shew forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. Can't tell how I'm going to be here. I will go in the strength of the Lord, a great text. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth. Hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I'm old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, till I have shewed thy strength unto this generation and thy power unto everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who hast done great things, O God, who is like unto thee? Thou which hast shewed me great and sore troubles shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up again from out of the depths of the earth. There is the resurrection again. You remember that old preacher, brother, that was here, don't you, that said, "Brother Isaiah, did you see any future hope of a resurrection?" "Oh, yes, my brother," he said, "I did." And he said, "In the earth shall cast out the dead." You remember that old preacher that was here? Yes, B.H. Miller, he'd preached on that resurrection. Well, here it is again. "Thou hast shewed me great and sore troubles, shall quicken me again, shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side." Now the comfort's a good text. "I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God, unto thee will I sing with the harp." There's the musical instruments in the church. "O thou holy one of Israel, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee. My soul which thou hast redeemed, my tongue shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded. They are brought into shame that seek my hurt." I want to talk on a very simple thought this morning. Now also when I'm old, I'm going to have kind of an old folks rally this morning. I've been wanting to have them for years, ever since I got old. We've got youth rallies scattered everywhere, but why not have old folks rally? I'm going to have one, and ain't a preacher going to get to preach unless he's 60 or older. Amen. I know it. That's going to cut into us, but they ain't going to have no song leader unless they're 60 years old or over. Nobody even gets to come to the choir unless they're over 60. I'm just talking about old folks rally. How many folks have we got here that's been saved 30 years? Look at that, children. 40. Keep, put them down if you ain't 40. Look at that. 50. Anybody further than 54? 55. How many folks we got here that's 60 or older? Well, the rest of you just have to put up with it, because I'm going to have an old folks rally this morning. Who will be 90? Well, you won't be 90. You don't look like you're no 90. Well, go and praise him. I don't care if he shouts. That's what I'm trying to do now, is have old folks rally. Now, so when I'm old and gray headed, forsake me not. I went off to a meeting a while back over close to where you used to pastor. How old did that mother live? 114. How old did she live? 100 years. We was over there at what you call the watch night service. Me and Arthur Edwards. He's been here. You remember Arthur Edwards has been here? You remember Arthur Edwards? He's been. Well, we was over there, and she was about 110 or 11 then. It got to be 12 o'clock, and that's when the old year went out, the new one come in, and he said, "Boy, I'm wore out." I said, "Me too." We had drove about 100 miles up there, and we just wore out. And looked over there, and she was up on her feet. I said, "Get up, Arthur. Get up, man." Look yonder at 110 or 11, waltzing around 110 or 11. Going to talk while when I'm old. And also when I'm old. I never have preached to old folks, but that's what I'm going to do this morning. I'm going to preach to the old folks. You all just have to listen. That's all I can tell you. Well, now she said she'd have her 88th birthday, and she'd been saved 54 years. 64. That's my age. Glenn, you're out. You're out of it. Don't you love the old folks?
Yeah.
Mine, back home, I helped Grandma build a fire under the old black pot and the old homemade lye soap. And we jobbed them with a stick. Didn't have running water except down below the house. We didn't have, I remember when we got running water myself. I'm passing from one area to another myself. I've come from the back of the wagon as we rode to town and jumped out and run along and jumped back in on Saturday to the clutchless automobile and things that spit fire and belt smoke and go around the world at 25,000 miles an hour. I've come from that. We didn't have electric line 10 miles of place. We heated the water in a barrel. The sun heated it. Dipped it out of that and put it in the number 2 tub. I want to talk to old folks while. I don't want to preach at you. I want to preach for you. Here in Genesis 15 and 15, the Bible says, "And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, and thou shalt be buried in a good old age." Not pleasant to get old. And if you're not careful, old folks, and I'm 64, as you get old, self-pity gets a hold of you more. And makes you feel like folks ought to pity. Sometimes we ought to, see, I'm having old folks right here. I may have to pray for you this morning, God deliver you from that. Have mercy. When you get old, sometimes you think if you don't sit in that chair, they've done you wrong. Try three of them in the room. So you don't get all puffed up. If you don't get set in that one, you can sit in one of them others. Now, I don't want the old folks mad at me, but I'm old myself. I don't know what you come to do, old folks, but I come to praise his name. How many old folks to praise the Lord with me right now? You old folks, you old folks. Let's praise him. Let's praise him. Dear Lord, we thank you. We praise you this morning. Honor you this morning. You'll be buried in a ripe old age. We can't do without the old folks. I wish we had them all back. It's gone, but they can't come back. And you're here in your time, and God wants to use you, old man. I never preached like it in my life. God wants to use you, old lady. I don't care if you are old. I had an old man in my church at Norman, Oklahoma. He's old. He knows when to say glory to God better than anybody I ever heard. I was preaching one night, and a fellow hollering glory to God, amen, hallelujah, so loud and so much that I couldn't preach. I finally said, "Will you shut up? Have mercy." All as much confusion I ever heard. We got folks that think that they're spiritual, that they shout, and it may be, but I've heard good preachers preaching, folks trying to shout them down, and you don't know what the fellow's doing shouting, and you couldn't tell what the fellow's doing preaching. That's nothing but confusion. Let's have some sense. They're going to talk about us enough anyway. Amen? You're out over there. I'm talking to the old folks. You're out of it. But you're safe. We need the old folks. Huh? That old man could rear back when I was just dried up and didn't know what in the world to do and holler glory to God till he'd shake the rafters. No. I brought a preacher down from another church just for one reason. I wanted to be there and hear that old man. I never had nothing like it. He got in there, and every once in a while, that old man had come through with that glory to God. He said, "Brother Moore, I wish I just had one old man in my church like that." If you're going to be a sweet old man, you better go to work on it. You're going to be a sweet old lady, you better go to work. Ain't that right, ladies? Old ladies, I don't say amen from the old folks. Isn't that right, old folks? If these young ones are going to be sweet, they better go to work on it. I would like to be, when I get old, be saved first of all. Be a saved old man. Just be a saved old man. Oh, it's hard to preach to old folks. I've never done it in my life. But that's all I'm having this morning. And when I get through preaching this, we're bringing all these old ones down here. And we're all going to hold hands together and pray for the rest of you folks that you'll get in the meeting. Amen. In Judges, the book of Judges, the Bible said Gideon died in an old age, in the 32nd verse of the 9th chapter, I beg your pardon, 8th chapter, Gideon, the son of Joshua, Joash, died in a good old age and was buried in a sepulcher. He had God blessed him for many, many years. There's nothing to be respected and honored like the old folks. Amen. I mean, you take an old person that's on fire for God, I'll tell you what, they'll bless the church as much as anybody in the church. Amen? Amen? An old person that's got a testimony, they stood for God through the thick and thin, and when the thick got thin and for many, many years, they'll just vibrate a young person there. We had an old man in Wichita, Kansas. He is old. His wife went off and left him when he got saved. He wasn't going to live. No Christian. He lived the rest of it without her. But he's old. And you know what Christ he taught in that church? Now look, I'm going to tell you all something. The Lord thanks so much of these old folks here this morning that I felt like at 4:49 this morning, he inspired me to talk to the old people. You're worth something to us. Have they made you think because you're old that you're not needed anymore? I used to get angry at my father when I was just a big old boy because he'd tell Grandpa, "Get out of the way, Dad. You're going to get hurt now, Dad." Well, Dad done all that for him. And he learned him how to do that. I want to say, leave Grandpa alone. He's forgotten more than you know about that. I'm dragging my old frame around this morning, but you know they told me, son, my mind's still holding up good. You youngins is out of it this morning. We are the old folks this morning. Old folks. That's what we're talking about, Tommy. The old people. We got to have them. You knew that fellow at Wichita, Brother Ford. You know him. You know what class he taught in that church?
Young people.
The what?
Young people. He is old, and they had put him in for a young people teacher every time they had an election, Ben. All the late models couldn't pass him. And you know what he could do? I'm just preaching. Not you, Wiley. You out of it. I have ordained you to preach in California. Are you hanging in there good now? God love you. I know your daddy loved him. He's a great man. Did you know what? He'd teach them young people, and they had what they call a joy land. I believe you're old folks, aren't you? 35 or 8 or 40. You must be 60. 77. Here, I got some of back me now. Say amen to me while I preach this, because before we get through, the youngest may all be mad at us. The young folks, Bob put him in every time they had, like, young 16, 18. They had what's called Joyland over there. Devil names his joints, don't he? Make you think it's a paradise, what he named that stuff. But there's a bunch of things over there. It wasn't too bad, but there's some other things that's pretty bad. And they'd sneak around over there, some of them young folks, and go to Joyland. Well, they just won't but ride the rides, but the problem with the midway at the fair is all the sin on it, you know. Ain't nothing wrong with looking good a hog or two, or calf or cow or two, but that midway at first is sinful. That's a bad place, you see. Well, they'd come to church on Sunday morning, and he'd say, "Have you been to Joyland?" "Did you go to Joyland?" Up. "Don't you lie to me. I told you not to go." They said, "Brother Ford, forgive us. We'll not go no more. We ain't going nowhere." "You better listen to me. Get you cut on that horse, sis. Have it. Hold it." "Well, Brother Ford, I clicked on it. I told you not to cut on your heart." "An old man. Now also, when I'm old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not till I've shewed thy strength unto this generation, thy power and their wonders. Scatter a little power of God along as we go. That'll help, won't it? Won't that help the grandchildren? We can scatter a little power of God amongst them. Hallelujah, that won't hurt. Now, you're young. You're out of it. You're too young. How old are you?"
"61.
"Well, you just barely over to one of us. Just for the old folks. If the rest gets mad, I can't help it. If I don't ever get any more anointed than them, we're just talking to the old folks. We need them. We got to have them. Need them on the deacon boards. Need them as trustees. Need them in a choir. How God on how to do. Whew. He could scald their hides every Sunday morning, and they'd be there to listen to him. When he took down to die, he wouldn't take no medicine. He didn't believe in medicine. You know, I've got a preacher friend, his mother's already asked me to preach a funeral. She's 90 years old. And she's taking the medicine. The doctor said, "I need to talk to you." Said, "You know why this medicine ain't doing you no good? Because you rejected it." He said, "This medicine never will do you no good if you don't accept it. Your body is rejecting it. Your mind's rejecting it. You just well throw it out the window. Said, it ain't never going to do you no good." He took down, looked like he was going to die over in a bad attack or something, hit him over in the parsonage. All them young people. He had a big Christ up. Tommy, he had a pretty good Christ up now. This time he had a bunch of them. Was your wife in that Christ? Y'all are out of it. You're too young. I'm not preaching to you, but she was in that Christ. But she got balled out a time or two then. Yeah, he put it on you. I mean, he would. And you know what? He's about to die, and they all ganged in the house over there. And he wasn't out of his mind. He said, get right out of here. Right next to the church was a parson. Get in that church. Get in that service. You get out of here. Run them off. They loved it. Old folks, now also when I'm old and gray-headed, oh God, forsake me not. There's bound to be somebody that's over 60 here that needs what I'm saying this morning, because I felt definitely led of the Lord to have an old folks rally this morning. An old folks rally. You ever meet anybody, the only thing's wrong with them, they just need somebody to talk to them a little? We got a lot of old people, all they need somebody to sit down. Grandson, stop that old flivver. Park it out in front of Grandpa's house. And go in there and pump his hand. Hug his neck. Tell that old man what he's meant to you. Tell him you remember the $100 he put in your pocket when you went away to college. You remember the $20 he put on your pillow when you got home. Tell him. Glory to God. You out of it too. How old are you?
72. Oh,
you're one of us. Why ain't you hollering amen real loud? Died in a ripe old age. I'd like to live a long while. I'd like to live a good while. I got a grandson. He come to me the other day and said, "I'm called of God to preach." I said, "I don't know whether you are or not. I can't tell you. I couldn't tell David or Terry, and I can't tell you, and you may be. But if you are, I'll help you." I went to his mom and daddy, and I said, "Look here, Grandpa didn't call him to preach. He didn't have nothing to do with that. I said, you think I pretty much preaching? I did. I didn't have nothing to do with it. I'll tell you one thing, if God called him, I'll help him. And I am helping him. You know what he said? He said, Grandpa won't be able to take your place. Why don't you put a footprint down in front of an old man? They want to put theirs in it. Why don't you put a footprint down? I don't want to say old lady, but mother, why don't you put a footprint down so the granddaughter, they all walk like grandma walked. Yeah. I can't eat that, and I can't eat this. And I tell you what, you don't know how to cook. And don't be an old grouch or griper. Be an old saint. Amen. When I'm old. You're going to get old. You didn't think you would? Amen. Some folks act like they never was a child the way they treat children. Act like they never was a child. I guess you're just a regular angel when you're a child. Sometimes my rocks got out of control and went through the window instead of where I stored them. That's the way I throw them. I can't understand you. I wish Mother's mother was here. Granny, I'd like to talk to Granny. She wore dresses too long, but she had such a sweet spirit that even an evening shade Arkansas when went back and traced the ancestry. The ancestors that were still alive that remembered her when she's old and died said she's the sweetest old woman they ever seen in the world. In her dying hour, when a person would usually groan and moan and carry on and have to be weighed down, she thanked them for everything they did. And touched him so till he left a memory. Sweetest old thing that ever lived in these hills. The blacks and whites is buried together down there. That was when they brought the slaves with them from Georgia in that country back in Indian State, Arkansas. Wouldn't you like to be a sweet old man, Mike? Can you picture yourself white-headed, limping along, can't hardly make it? You may come to it, son. But you can keep such a spirit in there, folks will say, I'd like to be like that old man. Can't hardly get into fuss even. I pastored church for an old man. Carried a cane on, really can't carry to fight with it. I'm in it too. When you take election, come on, Democrats and Republicans, he jumped from one side to the other, he couldn't tell what it was. But he loved to fuss and argue, and he'd whop you at that cane too. Right. Cranky, cantankerous old man. He's as bad as that old man out yonder in western Oklahoma that chewed the 16 ounce. Glass of Garrett every week plus chewed at the same time. It run down and dripped off his chin on his shirt. That old tobacco did. And he just loved to get in a fight, a gang fight. Just to get up there and get in a gang fight. Ball, bats, and everything. He just loved it. But one day God knocked on the old man's heart. God delivered him from the Garrett and from the chewing. He became such an inspiration and example of folks. Talked about him all over the country, how that old man, that mean old man, has become such a good man. Wouldn't you like to be a good old man? My daddy's gone. Hardest working man I ever worked with was my father. He didn't talk like I do. He didn't talk much. He's had quite a lot of Indian in him. He just sat and listened and looked. But what he did that helped me more than anything in life from any man that I've ever met, he set an example before me to show myself a man. Carry my part of it and not grumble about it, get out and get it. Get out and get it. And that's what I was raised to do. You're out of it. I hate it, Brother Gabbert, but you're out of it. We're just talking to the old folks this morning. If we can get these old folks stirred, we can have a camp meeting like you ain't never seen. Now, you talk about young folks shouting. You can't hardly get some old folks to shout, but if you get them stirred up enough to get in enough to shout, look out. Look out. Their words is weighty and powerful. Amen? Because your dad ain't like anything like mine. He said, clean the yard, and that evening, if it wasn't clean, I got my plow clean. Son, I thought I told you to clean the yard. Now, he didn't have to tell me that much because I know he wasn't joking. I got acquainted with my father pretty quick when he said, get it? You got it. You tell folks, get it now, they get it tomorrow. Try to bring some of my grandchildren out of that. miss the airplane because drag around so. I said, they won't wait on you. Delta don't wait on you. You ain't nothing to them. They fly on without you. And, you know, Dad said, get up. I was on my feet. Sit down. I sat down. He didn't go to church. I didn't hardly ever go. Wasn't raised in church. I'm preaching on now also when I'm old and gray-headed. Let your power be on me. Let me feel your presence. Let your spirit be upon me until I've showed your strength to all my grandchildren. Thank God. I've showed your power to all the church. God help me to show them how man ought to act. I appreciated old folks. Daddy said, you go to church and said, if you go and you stay in that building, if I hear you out there running around outside, I come up there and whip you myself. I sat there like the sheriff fixing to walk in the door. I'd rather face the county sheriff as my father. And I loved him. Don't you think I didn't love my father? I loved him. I feared him worse than the county sheriff. I like old Leon Farley when he was cutting them didos down there in Sepulpa, Oklahoma, and cutting them donuts. The police hauled him in for it. Said, call your dad. Said, not me. Said, where you want me to sleep? They said, what do you mean? He said, not my dad. Oh, now go and call your dad. I said, I ain't call my dad. He done told me long ago, if you get into it breaking the law, don't call for me. Where you want me to sleep? He meant it. They seen him in it. They finally talked to him. Why? Said, you promise us you won't do it no more. Said, I'll never do it again. They turned Leon Farley loose. Just talking to the old folks. Isaiah 46. Listen, I feel like the Lord wants me to talk to you because he wants you to get in this. Quit holding back. You know, old folks, quit holding back waiting on them others. We got to set the example in front of them. Let's get in the meeting. Amen. Amen. Get in there and waltz your waltz for the Lord. Dance your dance for the Lord. Shout your shout for the Lord. Raise your hands for the Lord. Old folks, we're needed. I'm old myself. I'm going to tell you what. I'd like to set an example. That's what my grandson said. He said, Grandpa, I want to continue your work. That's what he said. Well, all right, Isaiah 46 and 3. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which were carried from the womb. Even to your old age I am he. Even to whole heart will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry you and deliver. Would you hear that? And will deliver. He says he's going to carry us. Old folks, he's going to carry us when we get old. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm going to take care of you. Even to your old age, I'm he. Even to whole hairs will I carry you. I'll mate and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. You take care of you. Old folks, it's a little hard to have faith in this day of Social Security when you just get so much and you can't work. And it don't look like there's anything you can do to get anything else. But there is. Old folks, God will help you. I mean, when it don't look like there's any way else, God will move for you. Just for the old folks this morning now. They need to hear this. God is able. How to help me? Well, let me give you an illustration. A one or two ago, I was over home driving like I used to do, and ice was everywhere. And I lost my old pickup. I wasn't going fast, but I lost it. And I pulled over here into the bar ditch and mowed down about three or four posts of a millionaire's place. Looked like I could have hit a poor man's place, but I hit that millionaire's place. And had cows in there, had big chains around the neck and big numbers on them. They was worth money. And here the ground was froze 16 inches deep. And I couldn't dig no fence post hole. And I went up to the bank, and he's a president of the bank and on control and interest in it. And they was about ready to close, and I said, is WR sitting in there? They said, yeah. I said, let me in. They let me in, and I went to his office, and I said, WR, come talk to you. He said, hold everything a minute, preacher. I said, hold it. And he disappeared, and he come back with a checkbook. He said, I forgot to give you a Christmas present. Well, they never had given me none. Old folks, when your hair gets white, I'll carry you. I'll help you back and forth to the house of God. Amen?
Amen.
Even to your white head, I'll steal it. He wrote me a check for $100, said I forgot to give you a Christmas present. W.R. said, you don't understand. You high expensive cow down yonder. Can walk right out in the road. I've mowed the fence down with my old pickup. And I come and say, don't let that worry you a bit, son. I got plenty of heart to help take care of that kind of stuff. Yeah, but I'll tell you, I'll come on back when you can, preacher, and see me. I'm always happy to see you. You're hitting one of the lowering snakes above me. Well, God bless you, sir, to see you. How about that? When it looks like all hope is gone and ain't nobody help you up and down the stairs, you don't know how you're going to get in and out of the car. That becomes a trial to old folks. Youngers don't have that. But it becomes a trial to an old mother that's got arthritis so bad she don't holler. I hope it happens to you like it did to that old man. I was in a meeting where he's at. He's old, like me. He had arthritis so bad he couldn't hardly walk. He didn't just have one bad knee. He just couldn't hardly go, period. Then you come up to the preacher praying for folk. He said, Dad, you can't hardly get around, can you? He said, no, I can't, son. Well, he said, you're going to get around tonight. I could tell God moving on that preacher man. This is a little out of order, seemed like, but he grabbed that old dad by the back of the trousers, by the belt, and the back of the neck, and run across that platform, pushing him in the name of Jesus. When he turned him loose, his feet was going like a bicycle wheel. I mean, he run up this side, clear across the back, and down the other side. I mean, running. He couldn't hardly get up on that. When you get old, I'll help you around. Have a little faith. You won't have to have it when you get old. Amen?
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 Let's look at Psalm 92. We don't have to hurry. This is not as interesting as I thought it'd be. Can I get a good husky, amen, out of everybody over 60?
Amen!
I love it. You would too if you were 64. Psalm 92:12, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. You can't stop him. Huh? Well, I don't understand how in the world that old boy's doing so good and everything's so black. Turn to your outlook. You'll flourish like the palm tree. When it looked like it, it died. Amen. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Amen. Some folks go to church and go home, worship, and it wasn't to come. They didn't come to get nothing. They didn't get nothing. Others go to church, go and say, whoop, what a meeting. Woo-hoo. Did you hear that brother say that? No, I didn't hear him. Well, where was you at? I don't know. Did you hear that song? Or something? What song? Huh? One gets it and one don't. Amen? I'm going to stay at the ones that get it. Flourish. Amen? Just a growing all the time. It's strange how some folks are dying while others are growing. Been to camp meeting? How was it? Flat. Been to camp meeting? How was it? Glory to God, the greatest camp meeting I've ever been in. I took a few folks with me. We traveled about 2 million miles. I drove that many. 17 new cars, a bunch of old ones. Been on 56 and all our. I've been in meetings. Southern Washington. Look at that going down. Can you see? What's that, Brother Moore? Great God. I wish I hadn't even said nothing to him. Just let them sit. Could you feel that? Couldn't you feel that? Like electricity run over. I never did feel a thing. Flourish in the courts of God. Glory to God. Would you believe if I told you that I've pastored 9 churches, never been a success nowhere, but I meant to be? And would you believe it'd be dangerous this morning to even try to talk me into get into preaching? I'm done in it. It'd be dangerous this morning to try to encourage me to pastor and preach and teach. I love it. I love it. You better love it. You won't flourish if you don't. And you'll need God when you go to die. I worked on some of the hardest jobs a man ever worked on in his life. I've dug ditches and my back hurts so bad. I've dug it when that pick wouldn't go that deep in that ground. Hallelujah. I said, I will do it. I will do it. I'll do it. faith. God, give us some folks as a backbone. We need some old folks that's got some courage and strength, that's willing to face the battle and get in there and do it. My daddy said, we don't use cane in oil field. If we break it, we weld it and grind it and use it again. We don't use the word cane in here. I hate to meet folks that got the mother grubs. Huh? Amen. Old folks, we can flourish. Let's read the rest of that. I got to get the old folks in this. I'm just preaching to the old folks, Ralph. I hate to leave you boys all out of it. You'll go home discouraged probably because you ain't been petted and humored and amen, glory to God. We need a few good workers. I like Wayne Dillard when his 75-year-old hit get to meeting with the begging folks to sing that could sing like angels. I just get aggravated at people. Would you sing? Oh, I can't this morning. Well, you did all the way home last night. I just don't feel led. You don't have to feel led. I just go when the Spirit moves on me. You ain't going to move very many times in life then. You're going to be a sitting there. I heard them beg them folks that could sing. You hear me sing them four parts, didn't you? I do not walk alone, and I am not afraid. When troubles are gathering around, I'm not dismayed. Ain't nobody else to help you sing all four parts. You get old and your voice cracks up, sing where you sing. If you can't play with it, sing it anyhow. Glory to God. It ain't the tune a lot of time, it's the Spirit. I wish we had an old-time Baptist preacher here from the belief that Dwight L. Moody had with us this morning. Great God, them old-time Baptist preachers would preach without an amen, without a glory to God, without a hallelujah. Never was used to it. Come around us old folks, we went to back of them like a went wall. Never had nobody say amen to my preaching. Nobody back me. Great God, we just need a few good old men. That's what we need. You headed up there. Won't be long, you'll be there. How about it, old folks? A good amen from everybody over 60 years old. Stand up, everybody over 60, and say it for me, will you? Everybody over 60 years old. I didn't know you were old. Would you say amen to God? Look at them all over the building. That's who I'm preaching for this morning. Just the old folks. I believe I'm gonna get better. Seem like I'm getting better all the time. Seem like I may have to preach from on through our dinner meal. I hope not. I hope I don't do that. Makes folks mad. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. I picked peaches in California. I've done everything everywhere I pastored. I just had to hook in and work with them. They were just poor people. Wasn't no use fussing at them because they didn't take no better care of me. They were doing the best they could. But I picked peaches. I got pretty good at it. I finally learned how to pick them. I didn't have to put that ring there, Paul. I can still tell you what a number one is. It won't drop through that. You learn to feel of them, don't you? You know. Well, old tree. The old tree's out in the middle of the orchard. Great old tree. I'm going to show y'all what I've done now. You're here from California. Don't mess with me. I know what I'm talking about. I've thrown peaches on the ground that big around out of the top of them old trees. Just a little mildew on it, and it wouldn't be a number one. Just in the peeling, big as your thumb. I throw them on the ground that big around out of the top of them old trees. Somebody said, cut it down, it's old. Have you ever been there when it put the fruit on? Now watch that. One peach out of the middle of the top of them old trees beat three peaches off them little trees down there. It had the flavor in it. And nobody knows how to flavor it like the old folks do. A young one, brother, sister, a young one offended. Go to these old folks that's got God in their heart. Throw their arm around and say, honey, don't let that get you down. Come on up out of it. I'm going to quit singing in the choir. I'm going to quit singing because they don't act like they even know I'm in it. Whew. Are you the kind that has to have your hand shook three times before you go out the door? You ain't coming back? old folks, we're going to have to set the example.
Right.
We got to be able to take some things for our young people and for our young preachers that's coming on. Oh, I would like to set a good example. Well, they'll lead you over at that church where that old deacon spit on him. He just went on pastoring it. Boy called me the other day, he said, Brother Moore, I reckon I'll have to quit. I said, why are you going to quit for? He said, well, I just don't know. I'm into it. I said, have you got the vote? Oh, yeah. He said, I've got 85-90%. I'm just talking to old folks. Do you know it's not the, how many votes you get, it's who you voted against you that makes you quit sometimes. It ain't how many votes you got, it's who voted against you. If 90% voted for you, preacher man, and those folks that you didn't want to vote against you, you'd like to quit over that. That ain't wisdom. That ain't wisdom. We need you folks, all you folks over 60, we need you in our churches bad. Calm that wave down in there. They called me years ago to a church meeting. They was in trouble. Church Rufus. Called a man down home and said, just love them church Rufuses. They called me in on a church Rufus. I've been called in on several of them. You know who put salt on it? You know who put the calm on it? When they all got through talking, I looked at that old elder that had been there nearly all his life. I said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm staying right here. Smooth as butter. Whew. Calm as a cucumber. I said, I'm staying right here. I come here years ago and I quit running then. Staying right here. Better get an amen with everybody over 60 again. I wish I had every one in my church. We'd have old folks' church all on the outside of it. Be careful how you act when you come in. Smart aleks. I ain't calling you no smart aleks. You ever go to Fred Wilder's church? I want to try to hurry, sure enough, man, because this is not that important and it's not that necessary and it's not that interesting. If you go down to Fred's, how old is this song? 80? I mean, what's his name, Russ? Weaver Long. How old is he? He ain't that old, is he? Is he the one the Lord healed of that cancer deal? They tried to bury him 2 or 3 years ago down there. Said he's going to die, but he's leading songs and couldn't. He's leading songs. He's leading songs for the Lord. You know, if you can plead this when you get bad, say, oh, Jesus, I don't mind dying, but I'm needed over at the church. Wilma Milliken, they'll be here later with fine people. Wilma and her sister went to preaching under LD. When I was preaching years ago, the first meeting, never shout in, but it's such more than me. Have a notion to shout myself. Wasn't told it would. Some of you old folks break out and shout for me. Wilma got asthma. Anybody here got asthma? Wilma got it bad, and it'll kill you too. You get it bad enough, you won't breathe. You can't breathe. Wilma took down the dial of asthma. She was a young lady. She said, Jesus, I'm not ashamed to face you because of the way I've lived, but said, I'm empty-handed. I have no sheaf to bring. I've accomplished nothing for you. If you heal me, I will go. And I will do my best. She has for years and years. God healed her. Listen, Weaver looked like she's going to die with that old cancer. If you ain't ever been down there, I love to hear him lead songs. I love the way he does that. I love the way when he starts it. I love to hear it. Don't you love it, Ben? I just love hearing him. Steps out there. Yeah, old folks, all the old folks stand. I ain't through with my message. I've got more scriptures, but I've come to the end of my time, what I've done. I'm not joking. I'm not trying to be funny. All the old folks, everybody over 60, stand to your feet, please. Everybody over 60. Now, if there happens to be an unsaved one here, come down with us. We'll join hand with you and you get saved while we hold hands. All of you come down here if you will for just a little. What we're going to do, old folks, is pray for the camp meeting. We're going to pray for backsliders and sinners. We're going to pray for the preachers for God to anoint them. Come right on, children. Line right up beside the altar. We're going to, like you have to go around and go around. We're all going to clasp hands together, all over 60, and we're going to have an old folks prayer meeting here. Now the rest of you can do what you want to, but I ain't asking you to come. I don't want no youngins in this right here. I want the best brains we've got. And I want to pray good for the meeting. We're in a battle, all right, and the devil's going to be here tonight. He done promised me he'd come. I told him he wasn't needed. He said, I'm coming anyway. I said, you won't be welcome. I don't have to be welcome. So I always come, whether I'm welcome or not. You don't even have to shake my hand. I said, tell me, he's coming. All right, and now listen, what do you think about him? Come on, children, I love you. Come on. What do you think about him? How many 100 years you suppose are represented here? Hundreds of years. Surely this many 100 years we can clasp hands together and agree together and God will move in a special way. There's people need God bad. There's people need healing. There's people need salvation. And us old folks. My message this morning has been now also when I'm old and gray headed. You got there quicker than you thought you did, what, didn't you? I did too. And you're precious and you're real. There's some folks down here don't look like they're no 60-year-old to me. God blessed them with a special youthful look, and there are others here that look as old as you say you are. Brother White, if I had it to do over, I'd start younger.
That's right.
If people think I've got bad news to bring them because of pastoral work and preaching, Lord, I've been talked about worse than a dog ought to be in jail if I've done everything you said I'd done. But I don't care. I love it. If I had it to do over, I'd go further and I'd preach better. All right, don't you all just hold hands together? We're going to pray together. Pray in your own way now. I want you to call on God. If you want to shout, shout. Let's all get in. Everybody, let's pray together. Where two or three agree, if touching any one thing they shall ask, shall be given. You believe that? You believe that, don't you?